The National Federation of the Blind established a non-visual access certification program because we want to encourage people to work with us. It is possible to argue with people, but it is better if we work together. We established this certification program so that we could talk with folks about how to get their information to be usable by the blind. The person who will talk with us about that is the Director of Access Technology for the National Federation of the Blind, one of the experts in technology for the blind in the United States. Here is Ann Taylor.
Good morning. Good morning, fellow Federationists. Good morning, Dr. Maurer, distinguished guests. Whether it would be Web 1.0 or Web 2.3 or Web 5.9, we've got to make them accessible. And I'm here to offer some information to ask you to get involved in this initiative. I thank you again for the opportunity to talk to you about the NFB Non-Visual Web Accessibility Certification Program. The only non-visual access certification program for website and software today. This year, the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, in partnership with DQ System, Inc., has redesigned this initiative to do two things better than before. Our new design is a better tool for us to enable to assist businesses that want to deploy accessible website for the blind. Also, this new design is a better tool to make us all better spokesperson for this initiative. When a company submits a request for certification, one benefit of this new design is the ability to automatically generate a report with details on accessibility violations. Once the report is completed and the NFB Access Technology team perform hands-on usability tests on the site, and the result from this usability testing are included in the report which we'll send back to the company. Businesses can use this report as a tool to assess the accessibility status of their web pages to determine whether their website is ready to be certified. We have clear steps for businesses to take if their website is not ready for certification. All certified websites will be continuously monitored by DQ WorldSpace software to ensure that the optimum accessibility standards is maintained throughout the life of the certification. And as fellow Federationists, this is a strong point of our certification program. It has been 19 years since internet became available in the civilian sector. But yet, the internet is still largely inaccessible to us. During this past two decades, the percentage of internet usage among American populations has risen dramatically. According to the data provided by the United States Internet Usage Broadband and Telecommunication Report, in the year 2000, there were 124 million Americans who used internet regularly, or 44% of the total population. In March 2008, there were 218 million 302,574 internet users, or 71.9% of the population. That's data is provided by Nielsen Internet Rating. Even though the percentage of internet usage in this country has more than doubled in the past eight years, the number of non-visually accessible websites is very few. Far too often, the NFB Access Technology team receives emails and telephone calls from blind individuals expressing frustration when encountering inaccessible website, while on the job, at school, or at home. To mention some of the common problems for us in 2008, many of us do not have access to online public transportation schedules because government-funded transit authority websites are not accessible. Major airlines are making lower fare available on the web, but fail to make their website accessible to the blind. Therefore, blind individuals who make reservation via telephone are obliged to pay an extra service charge. Some blind persons are discouraged from pursuing the profession of their choice because the employer refuses to make the company website accessible. Many colleges and universities still use inaccessible websites as information exchange center for staff and students, while simultaneously moving to a paperless environment. Therefore, blind students in colleges and universities around the country often do not have access to information they need to excel in their studies, take examination, receive or submit assignment, or manage their student accounts. While the blind are working hard to earn a living and have money to spend, it is still a challenge for us to manage our bank account on the web, pay bills online, or shop using the internet. Sighted individuals benefit from the vast array of products and services available on the internet, but the blind are being left behind. Although web accessibility guidelines have been publicly available for a number of years now, many government agencies, private companies, and educational institutions are not willing to utilize them during their website design process. We do not know, fellow Federationists, for certain whether the reluctance to deploy accessible website is intentional or not, but we believe that access delayed is equivalent to access denied. It has become clear, I'm sad to say, that many organizations that have the resources to make changes are in fact less willing than the smaller companies to take on the task of making websites equal access. In order to ensure that the blind individuals have ease of access on the web equivalent to that of the sighted Americans, we must be proactive. As demonstrated in many, many success that the National Federation of the Blind have had in the past 60 years, our power of collective action can define good business practice and make accessibility a standard feature. Together is the key. Together, we must be willing to take immediate steps to solve this problem. Here is how you can help. Here is how you can get involved to make some changes for the better. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute encourages blind consumers to identify businesses of interest and proactively ask them to make their website accessible, especially the companies with whom you have a good relationship. We have a procedure in place to simplify this process for you. Please go to the Web Accessibility Program page on the Access Technology Center section off our website, www.nfb.org, and locate a link. And the link is inaccessible website notification form in order to submit the company's URL. Two things will occur after the URL has been submitted. The Access Technology team will send you back a form letter which you can use when writing or emailing the company of interest. Please personalize your letter by adding details of your experience before sending it. At the same time, the Access Technology team will generate an accessibility report about the company website and send the report along with the assessment letter to that company. After the company becomes a client by enrolling in the NFB Non-Visual Web Accessibility Program, the Access Technology team will continue to provide them with necessary assistance until the website is certified. If the client does not have a webmaster trained in accessibility techniques, we can help them identify a web accessibility consultant. The list of certified websites is made publicly available on the nfb.org website. We encourage the blind individuals to visit and patronize the site that is certified with us. Also continue to report any inaccessibility problems that you have. This is a part of the continuous monitoring that is necessary when site design are as fluid as they are today. Your help is needed here. Before I leave the platform, I would like to mention the site that has been certified as accessible in 2008. Independent Living Aids New York, IndependenceLivingAid.com, General Electric Company, GE.com, Envision America, EnvisionAmerica.com, Diagnostic Device Inc., ProdigyMeter.com. Fellow Federationists, we are making progress. The picture is not doom and gloom. Some of you have noticed that GE is listed on the agenda later on today. They are here to demonstrate their commitment to web accessibility. And if a market leader like GE is willing to work for equal access, there is no reason why others should not follow suit. Fellow Federationists, the new brochure of the NFB NVA program will be distributed at the NFB Jernigan Institute open house, and it will from 1 to 3 this afternoon in Emerald Room on the in the tower lobby level. Please come by and get your copy. Also, during the NFB Jernigan Institute open house, we will have a drawing for a Victor Reader stream. So please come by, and we'll be glad to answer any question that you have. Thank you, Dr. Maurer.
Thank you. Good job.
One question.
Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Question for Ann, Dr. Maurer, and I'll be very brief. Ann, I'm involved with a particular company that needs to learn this and learn it very quickly in order to recruit distributors. And my question to you is, have you considered putting a how-to module on a disk so that one could walk into the legal department's office and the head webmaster's office and just present this data to them on a disk so they could get cracking? I think that would be...
Ron, we're out of time. Ask her privately if you would. It might be a good idea, but we don't have time this morning. Thank you, Ann. I appreciate that. I believe in non-visual access, as do you, and we have demonstrated that it works. So it's good that you could present this to us, and we'll have some more information about it later during the program.